Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, if you're coming in from LaPlace toward Kenner on either I-55 or I-10, we got a wreck about a mile past the I-55-I-10 interchange, and it's backing traffic up. So you might want to think about getting off in LaPlace and taking an airline in, but if you've ever done that before, you know it doesn't take long for that to start backing up as well. Looking for Zen? We'll find more and more people find it in their car, but we're hearing from other places that people find their relaxation and their alone time. One person texts us and says, I live on the North Shore, surrounded by woods, sitting on my back porch, watching the hummingbirds tussle over the feeders. That's my Zen time. I was just doing that yesterday, watching the hummingbirds. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Another person says, call me old-fashioned, but riding my lawnmower is my peaceful spot. Yeah, if you got a riding lawnmower and a bunch of land, you usually do find some just, you know, nice, quiet time to yourself while you're riding that mower till you hit a bump. Another says, my garage, working on my 68 Camaro. And another person says, the car might be the favorite place to get some relaxation. Hell, it costs as much as a house nowadays. Yeah, in fact, the last SUV I bought cost almost as much as the first house I bought in Metairie. So that's how much times have changed. And financial pressures are a real thing for many people when you look at inflation and tariffs and everything else. Leah Long is the director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses and joins us now. Good morning, Leah. I'm Dave Cohen filling in for Tommy. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on today.
Glad that you're here. What are you finding and what are you hearing from the small business owners across Louisiana in terms of this financial uncertainty that's been happening now for several months when you look at these tariffs that may or may not be coming that are announced and then pulled back or that are announced and then actually are in put in place? How are, when you add in that and the inflation we've been dealing with, and the month-to-month inflation was huge from June to July, how are local small businesses feeling about their financial well-being?
Yeah, so on our latest survey, we put a survey out every month, kind of just, you know, gauging how the small business owners were doing the month previous. So in August and September, kind of it's one of those things where optimism has increased. But one of their biggest issues, of course, we're still dealing with inflation. We've been dealing with that as small business owners for, you know, how long, a year or so now, even longer than that. But the biggest issue that they're facing is labor issues, you know, trying to find a skilled workforce to be able to fill those job openings that they have. And that's kind of where they are right now with their biggest issue moving forward.
So tariffs are not at the top of their concerns now, even though we keep seeing different tariffs put in, whether it's now on the furniture or on the steel or whatever it is that may affect their small business. That's not at the top of their concern. It is their inability to find qualified people to hire.
Yeah, when it comes to tariff, of course, NFIB, we kind of represent every industry that there is in business. So it kind of depends on the industry. But when we were talking about tariffs back when everything started, we were also dealing with, are we making 20% small business deduction permit, which I think I've been on here talking about that it was signed. It was in the big, beautiful bill. And so that increased optimism of small business owners. And so when everything was going on, we kind of put most of our focus on making sure that 20% deduction made permanent and signed by President Trump. So we haven't really gauged everyone on the tariff set because we do represent different industries.
Why is the top concern finding qualified workers? What is the issue that is preventing these small businesses across the state from being able to hire people they feel like can help them move forward in their business?
The last several months, it's kind of shocking that 21% of small business owners reported that labor issue was one of their biggest concerns in their business. Just, I think, you know, when you're a small business owner, you know, you're investing in that employee when you hire them. Some businesses don't have HR departments, so you're spending your own capital to get them into the business and train them also. And so being able to have that skilled work set, whether it's in construction, whether it's in transportation, manufacturing, you know, whether if you're looking for someone that can run the cash register and do different parts of a retail job, just making sure that we have that opportunity for employees to find employers and vice versa.
Yeah, and I've talked to several people who have been looking for jobs and they can't get offers that they like or find employers that need their particular skill set. So there seems to be some disconnect. When we come back, we'll ask Leah Long, what's the solution? How do we solve this problem of employers not being able to find qualified employees and job hunters saying that they're not able to find openings that fit their skill set? We'll talk about that after we get you updated on WW.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
UL traffic. Well, tariffs, economic uncertainty, and inflation are concerning many small business owners. Leah Long, director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, tells us the top concern they hear from their members locally is trouble finding qualified applicants to fill jobs they have. We've also heard anecdotally from job seekers that they're having trouble, and it's taking them months sometimes to find a job offer that matches their skill set. So, Leah, what is the solution here? How can we solve this problem with relatively low unemployment right now? How do we get an applicant pool that can fill the jobs that employers have open and find ways for people who are searching for a job to find one?
As we continue to make Louisiana business friendly, it's going to continue being investing in our workforce. And we've done very well the past legislative sessions on, business partnerships with community colleges, business partnerships with trade schools, being able to do that. But this last session, one door policy passed, which kind of streamlines the process with DCFS and the Louisiana Workforce Commission to connect employees with employers. And so as that program continues to get built out and they engage in that, I'm hopeful that that's going to be a kind of a helpful tool for job seekers to be able to log on one place and kind of see what jobs are out there available and what matches their skill set. And that's going to continue to help small business owners fulfill those jobs that they need. So that's going to be one tool. And, you know, as we move in the 2026 legislative session, being able to continue to do more workforce-related policy-making changes. And that's going to be huge for the labor issues that we're having.
So would you advise small businesses to touch base with the Workforce Commission if they're having trouble finding qualified applicants to see if maybe there's some pipeline they can tap into for them and help them out?
Yeah, the Workforce Commission is always a tool to be used. Of course, LED, Economic Development, Louisiana Economic Development, there's always stuff going on there. There's always information. Obviously, if there's anything NFIB can do, reach out to us and we will kind of push you in the right direction also.
One person texts us and says that their small business's hardest part of hiring is that they can't find enough qualified applicants who can pass a drug test. With the proliferation and decriminalization of marijuana in Louisiana and legalization elsewhere, is this an issue that you hear from your members, is that they have more trouble hiring people who are not using drugs, not using marijuana, and won't fail a drug test?
Not necessarily. That's not something we've kind of engaged on. And again, I think that's going to come down to being industry specific, you know, depending if you're a transportation business or if you're a retail worker or whatever it may be, that's going to be kind of targeted to your direct business and what type of business you own and operate.
Anything else you want to share with us, Leah Long, as we have the opportunity to touch base with you and the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses?
No, as we continue to move through holiday season, I know we're out with Q3 tomorrow. Q4 is a big quarter for small businesses because we are celebrating all the holidays. So remember to shop your local small businesses.
Yeah, and a lot of people have already started their holiday shopping. And we know that as we enter October, far more people will do that. Remember the locals. Thank you, Leah. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Text messages are coming in on the Oakwinhart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We were talking about a new study that finds more and more people find their car their relaxation location, that they really get right with their mind while they're driving or sitting in their cars. And more people are even sitting in their cars when their cars aren't moving. People are napping in their cars or going out to their cars during their breaks. One person texts us and says, my employees started spending their lunch break in their vehicles during COVID, and now it just continues. So not going to the break room, but going to the car during your break. You ever done that? I have occasionally, if I have a morning shift and then something I have to deal in the afternoon. I've taken a short nap in the car, but try not to make a habit of it. I'm Dave Cohen. We're back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.